I'm done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy. We don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold. Like we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here.
They say we winning in here. What's going on, family? Full 94 podcast here on MTNV Sports. What's going on, man? How y'all feeling over there?
It's Monday, bro.
Top of the week.
Yeah,
it's Monday. Monday. You got too lit for the intro, man. And Monday, bro, stop playing with me for this. Basically, what it sound like. What's going on? Hey, tell me about the weather down there, because I'm sure you want to.
It's 72. I'm drinking the finest of apple juice. my skin is getting better every day. You know what I'm saying? I just don't know what to say about myself right now. I'm luxurious. You know what I mean?
I love that you said the finest.
It's the finest. I think this was grown on a tree in Wakanda, and they just call it Martinelli's, but I'm not about to put them on screen, but it's delicious.
Bro, you silly, bro. See, tell you what's going up there in the Northeast, man. What's up?
Well, it was beautiful today. The sun was shining. You know how I get when it's nice outside. But we got a snowstorm coming tomorrow, so there's that.
They was talking about snow from Georgia. I'm like, no, I'm straight. I'm
what snow?
Hey, chill out, bro. Don't even. You used to live in Atlanta. Don't do that.
Listen, I don't know what you're talking about. Anything that happened 5 years ago don't count in my life.
So bougie. So,
yes. That's why that's my bro.
Hey, big facts to it. Hey, talk to me. Let's see. Drew, talk to me, man. What's going on in the Midwest, bro?
Say that again.
What's going on up there in the Midwest, man?
Same thing, brother. Same thing. Groundhog day. School work. Most school work. This is my break.
Yeah. I just got done with my theology 102, which is, I mean, just the class today, not done with it. I would love to be through the 13 weeks, but I was talking, say it again.
I'm done with school.
Hey, why are we doing this right now?
I just want to put it out there because somebody told me today I should start shouting myself out. I got 2 master's degrees. You know what I'm saying?
I have a master's degree too. Like, I'm done.
A chubby, handsome kid from Philly trying to hug aunties and make it out here in this world.
I'm not messing with you, man.
I'm trying to thrive it.
I have no luck with daughters, so I guess I gotta go on uncle with the aunties chain with bro.
Yeah, I mean,
tell auntie I said hi. See, I'm sure she.
I might. Got you.
Hi, auntie.
You've been trying to say hi for months now. I don't understand.
I actually did say hi to auntie, and I ain't freeze in a moment, and she will tell you. I'm with it.
With it.
I know auntie got a phone.
We with it. We come with the, you know.
You know what I mean? I'm
not tripping. Y'all wilding, bro. Hey, man, let's get right to it. Let's talk about what we got going on the NBA. Trade deadline just passed. Some trades were made. Some people went to new teams. Some teams didn't do a darn thing. This is my question to the people out here in the streets, man. See, talk to me about what you feel like. Give me a significant trade you felt made a difference. And then one team you were like, well, I ain't doing that.
So you want to start with violence because the Lakers did absolutely nothing.
I know the answer to the second.
I started with that over the first because they sat there like a bump on the log. like they didn't need, like they didn't need to do nothing. Like, what is wrong with you? Like something, and then they tried to give us Dinwiddie. Like what?
Yeah, I feel like we'll take Dinwiddie, but it's like we should have made some moves.
Yes, like
it was a good pickup because if you consider if y'all win the championship, he get a dollar. Like y'all out here saving money. What you mean?
I did see that.
Saving money is better than what?
I
don't think the deal that the Lakers wanted was on the table, man. I believe Pelinka when he said it just wasn't out there. The Hawks probably wanted too much for Murray. And, you know, every team taxed the Lakers anyway.
That's a big fact. Every team taxed the
Lakers regardless.
Y'all got 17 championships over time. How bad do you want us to feel for you right now?
We don't want you to feel bad, but everybody tap. Let me tap.
Hold up.
I still want to move. Like, Tom.
Miles, it's us again. You back on the Lakers bandwagon?
Back? What do you mean back? What? Is that a jersey? What are you talking about?
I thought you followed LeBron, dog. I don't know what you're talking
about. Oh, I didn't say nothing about what. You know why I'm talking. Like, you didn't do nothing to help.
Me and Miles had to come to Pelinka conversation like a year ago, and he's still out here trying to glorify it. So this needs to stop.
Lakers all day, every day, man. You know what it is. Good or bad, I'm putting that purple and yellow on. You know what I mean?
But the Knicks, I'm happy with that trade. But are the Knicks going to do what the Knicks do?
Loses a 3 out of the last 5. Randall down. Shout out to Uncle Darren because I know Uncle Darren probably watching. The Knicks are trash right now. They going right back down the standings just like they were before. OG is out for at least 3 weeks. So all that high and how you doing and take me to dinner and all that, yo, dead until everybody come back. I don't want to hear it, okay? They was hype. Uncle was in my DM talking about, oh, the Sixers ain't doing nothing. Well, neither are the Knicks right now, okay? You got Bogdan, so you're going to get the points, but you ain't going to get no defense.
They said he wouldn't really play defense.
I want smoke today, so I'm just telling you.
Clearly.
I'm about that action today.
That's good.
We
have our best shows on those days.
And the trade that I would say that I'm kind of, like, upset that happened is, why would the Sixers get rid of Pat?
I didn't agree with it, but I kind of understand it now.
Okay.
You're trying to get younger.
You pick up Buddy shooting.
Cam is a better shooter than Pat. I think from what I read, the belief is that these trades were made because they're believing Embiid's going to come back sooner than later.
Okay.
So if Embiid's coming back sooner than later and you want to stop the bleeding, adding two shooters, it does help. They just got to play team defense. I wish we would have been able to make the Andre Drummond trade, but apparently the Bulls was out here on Pookie, and they wanted like 3 first-round draft picks for him. He can't shoot a free throw, so how do you want that? Like, what are you talking about? But I did it today, and I wanted to get y'all thoughts on this while we're talking about trade wars. I'm hearing that Trae Young actually may be the guard that the Hawks put out for trade during the offseason instead of DeJounte Murray. How are y'all feeling about that?
During the offseason?
It wouldn't shock me. It's the Hawks, yeah, man. It's an Atlanta team. It wouldn't shock me. They trade him and he go win the championship somewhere. Like they always do. That's the Hawks, man, for you. Let everybody go and keep DeJounte Murray. Yeah, if that's the case, you might as well get rid of both of them and rebuild.
I did see
that would make more sense to just get rid of both and rebuild.
Somebody like Trae Young, you're probably trying to rebuild.
They gave up a lot for DeJounte, though. And I said,
to keep him. Yeah, I feel it. And I mean, for my.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. I think when you look at it like this, when you're talking about a team that's trying to do something, ATL's always in the hunt to try to figure it out. I think they've had a little bit of success and have tried to stay there, but it hasn't panned out. So you see Trae Young, who's averaging 28 and 10, and you're thinking, well, we should be good. We should be straight. But then it doesn't pan out. So now you're like, okay, what do we do with him? Do we try to get a haul for him? It's the same conversation you would have with LeBron James. Like, if he says, I ain't coming back, I'm not going to sign that player option. I mean, you got to at least, out of respect for the organization, you got to be like, well, where you want to go? Let's try to look stupid at the end of this thing. You know what I mean?
He probably should have considered it because he may leave.
You see what I mean? Like, these are the questions you got to ask yourself. Like, hey, bro, I know you're LeBron, and I get you are the superstar of superstars, and you're the face of the league. But if you plan on dipping out, bro, like, just tell us now. Like, we're not gonna look stupid now. Do we get a lot of cap room, like cap space? Cool, but I would love to
Cam Reddick, bro. He don't owe them that. They didn't tell him straight up, hey, we ain't gonna get nobody at the deadline for 2 or 3 years.
I'm sure he was consulted.
I don't know.
Man. I mean, he probably wasn't happy about it. Oh. I know they were trying to trade Torian Prince and Darvin Ham said no.
Nah, Darvin could have won, you know what I mean?
Then that's a whole another case. But I'm gonna say this, man. The Lakers been playing all right the last three games. We had a close one with the Nuggets. They beat the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
And what, they play tomorrow, today or tomorrow, one of the two.
No, the Hornets too, then.
Beat the Hornets.
Hornets, yeah.
Okay, basketball. You know what I mean? I will say that the number they put up on the Pelicans was crazy. They do 87 in the first half.
87 mm-hmm. like all five, all but five they gave up 75.
But all five starters get 20 plus. That was crazy.
They better get together because them Warriors is coming.
Boy. You believe that?
Real high on this.
I've been telling y'all. I'm not. Drew was the one who said, and there's a rumor about it, that the Warriors is going to have their worst year. Right now, the Warriors are what, 6-4 or 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they playing strong. Yep. Draymond is looking like he getting back to Draymond form, okay? Wiggins and Kuminga right now are like plus 92 when they're on the court together with Draymond. So you're starting to get what you wanted to see. Like,
let me tell you why they're not going to be who they are, because Klay's confidence is done, bro.
This man talking about,
I'll accept the – yeah, I'll just accept the lesser role just to come back to the team. Man up, bro.
You talking about
Klay? Yo, when I seen that, I was like, are you kidding me? Like, bro, come on, Klay. Like,
I don't think that's realistic to do that, because then y'all be talking about mental health in a couple of days if he do something to himself.
Like, man, that had hurt. Health, bro. Come on.
It's a new regime, and he being disrespected. Y'all talking about Klay. You need to be worrying about Torian Prince taking 12 three-pointers in the game.
The question, though, we'll move off of it quick, but is he truly being disrespected?
No, he's not.
I think he is.
And that's because of he didn't get a big contract.
We can talk about the big contract.
Yeah.
I think it's just the fact of how it's played out. And even Bob Myers said the same thing. The way that it's played out has been messy. If Klay is really what you say he means to that franchise, okay, you're not going to give him that big contract. He's already said he'll come back for less because he understands where he's at in his career, which means he's probably already said that to them before. There's a new GM there who clearly doesn't know what he's doing. So, yeah, it's disrespect. Think about this. Think about how high free agents were on the Warriors when Bob Myers was there. They're not going to feel the same way looking at what they're doing to Klay, and that matters.
So tell me this before we end the segment. Best trade you saw at the trade deadline. That's for you, Andrew.
Mavericks.
Who'd they get?
Brought in PJ Washington, Gafford. They just blew out the Thunder. What was that, Saturday? Blew them out, man.
Solid. What you got, Will?
It was the Knicks. The Knicks got what they needed when they needed with those players out, and they're going to add something to it once they can incorporate them into the offense.
I was tripping when I saw Buddy Hield run on the court on a sub in the Philly game. I didn't even know what happened. I was watching the game, and I was like, is that Buddy Hield?
Yo, what's funny is his last two games, he's hit 20, at least 20.
I'll do the monster. He knows he's a shooter. He's a shooter.
Go now because the sixes was just up 10.
You know what I mean? I think getting a shooter like that off Embiid is gonna be dope. It's gonna do nothing but help him. And well, the same thing. I just hope he don't fall into the same thing. Like he realizes he's much more open than he thought he was gonna be.
So most three pointers in the league outside of Steph Curry in like the past 7 to 10 years or something like that.
Don't make no sense. Dude's a monster. He hits. Now, but now you got open shots that because he's used to coming off of, come off of screens and pin downs. You know what I mean? So now you got to think like, oh, I'm open. Oh, hold on. He's looking at Joel.
I'm hoping Joel comes back and we get a chance to see all these put together with Kyle being there. Like, I wasn't big on Kyle like that because of how it played out. But Kyle's going to add a lot to that team, and he's a coach on the floor for Nick Nurse, so I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah, Pat Bev, that's definitely a good one. I like that. I like that comment. That was definitely a good one for the Bucks. I think to coach them up, get a little grit, it's going to be good.
It don't matter. They still got the coach, so that does not matter. Yeah.
We're gonna see what we got. We got alone, man. We didn't come
here. You got the masses with the sham god?
Sham god, excuse me.
That boy earned a 2-year contract right there.
Yeah.
Talk to me. That size, absolutely.
Yeah, talk to me about this one as we move to the next topic. Best team in the league. This is the best squad, like I'm sure you're gonna say, Wilkie. That best thing. Like, talk to me about that. We got the best teams in the league. Like, are we?
But are they exactly?
No, because I'm only, and for people who don't know, I'm only laughing because our producer is a Celtics fan. So I love the fact that he brought this. We don't see these before the show.
And I did.
If we do see them, they're like the 10 minutes right before pre-show, which is absolutely hilarious. I'd have had a good laugh there. Thank you, producer. Oh, is that true? That C? So here's the thing. Tell me, who is the true best team in the league right now, and what are we watching? You're looking at the Wolves, the Thunder, Celtics, Bucks, Sixers. Like, what are we really looking at? Will, let's start with you, man. I come to you next.
I mean, I appreciate the respect, bro. But right now, until Embiid come back, the Sixers ain't in that conversation. For me, right now, it's still the Celtics, but the Clippers are looking good. I don't really believe in the Timberwolves being a number one. To me, that's like that old Sonic team that lost to the Nuggets when the Nuggets was the AFC. Right now it's the Clippers and the Celtics, but the Celtics, best record in the league, man. You can't deny that right now.
That's hard to say that. I don't know. It's just
it's
hard for me to speak good about the Clippers anyway.
And it's crazy because the Clippers have the best bench in the out the five and the Celtics have the worst bench.
But it tells you the difference between Ty Lue and Doc Rivers. So let's put that.
Big difference, bro. Talk to me about that. Drew, how you feeling, bro? What does this look like to you? We're talking about the best team, best chance to win the finals, and they're kind of in that stride. And it could even be a team that's just finding their stride right now.
Boston, you know
what
I mean?
What does that look like?
Boston.
You got Boston.
I think they just coasting right now, and then they're gonna kind of turn it up when the playoffs come around. They got a lot of like that Drew Holiday. It matter, bro. It's gonna matter in the playoffs for sure.
Oh, definitely.
And then my boy Unicorn, man, been out there eating. My boy been out there eating.
That's a fact.
Out west, I don't trust the Thunder.
Ooh.
I don't trust the Wolves either.
Makes sense.
I think the Clippers gonna be at the top. Obviously, you got the champs, man. Denver gonna be tough to get out in a 7-game series. I think they come back out again, man. It's gonna be them versus the Clippers. Whoever win that, I think get the championship.
We're not talking about the Suns.
No. They just ain't they don't have the size, bro, down low to deal with nobody out west.
Who said that in the chat? Was it you that Bale should be ashamed of himself?
How long you been watching Curry, bro? And you gonna gamble on that?
That's
we'll
crazy.
Talk about it next one.
Hey man, he ain't even try, bro.
Exactly. Play out for something, bro.
He threw the pass out there. The fam didn't even try, dog. And then Booker just came out like, what are you doing? Why are you Batman right now? What was Booker doing? I'm talking about you because you an OKC guy. What, you don't believe in OKC now?
No, I'm a Shea guy. I think Shea top five player in the league. But they ain't got the squad, bro. Jalen Williams good. But when it come playoff time, I don't think he going to rise up like that. Chet is good. But playoff time, bro, come on. They going to be – all over Chet, man, in the paint.
That's the only thing that scares me with Boston. So hopefully you have adding Jrue Holiday and your boy Unicorn, and, you know, is what pushes them to the next level, and, you know, the Jalen and Jason thing, get it together when the time is right. But I just don't know when the time is on the line for that, for the Celtics. They are the best team in the league right now, but when it's time to win that game.
Yeah.
If Embiid can get healthy with the pickups that they got, I like that matchup with the Celtics. But I also like the Cavs matching up with this. I think the Cavs can beat the Celtics in a 7-game series. They match up well.
And they always beat them. It seems like the Cavs are the kryptonite to the Celtics, man. I don't know what it is, but Celtics just don't ever say, you said, they match up well, but
I can see that too.
The Cavs piss me off still.
Why?
Because, like, what do you do? I know this. I know Philly's your squad or whatever, but they're like the hottest, according to what the NBA goes by. Yeah. They're, you know, they're on a 4-game winning streak right now. They come in as, you know, the ranking team as number one, and then they're losing.
So we have to remember that the way the East is set up, any given night, somebody can be the best team.
No, I know.
Probably one through five. Not to take away anything from the Cavaliers, but right now,
Knicks, it's just like what Voice said, the Celtics lose to the Lakers without AD and Bron.
Yo, Jrue in the chat, when Austin Reeves put up 32, be the funniest thing ever. He didn't know if he was excited or if he was mad.
No, we were pissed. I was so mad. I was like, this is what you want to do?
Because where is that, bro? Like, you can do it. Where is that?
Well, I mean,
game, he scored like 8 points or something like that.
Everybody does that when no Bron AD out there.
That's what I'm saying. Is it possible that they're deferring too much in him's offense for that to be the case? Sure. Because clearly Reeves can play. Like, we knew he was going to come out of the Olympics a better player. But at the same token, they've already said that him don't really like Reeves like that.
He crazy, though. I mean, that's all.
So he likes Prince.
Prince, man. And you can see he high on Reddish.
Yeah.
Darvinham is the Western Conference Doc Rivers. So we got Doc Rivers on both sides.
Hey, hold on, man.
You telling me that's not the case?
That's too much. He has solidified his spot. You hear me?
And Darvin didn't?
Darvin ain't done that. Not to Doc Rivers, no. Not to what Doc Rivers done, my boy. That's crazy.
The end of now, brother.
Are we going to compare Darvinham coming off a Western Conference championship to Doc Rivers and his are you kidding?
I mean,
Mr. Give Up Leads?
I mean, if we want to be technical about it, Doc Rivers does have the NBA championship, even though
they were
on Facebook mad at me because I said Doc got gifted a championship.
16 years ago, bro.
Shout out to Eugene, the homie Eugene, because Eugene tried to argue me that if Andrew Bynum had played in that series, that they would have beat the Celtics. No, they wouldn't. Andrew Bynum ain't making that big of a difference. Big dog, stop it.
Back then, Bynum was tough for them.
The Lakers without Andrew Bynum beat the Spurs that year, beat the Nuggets that year, and beat some other juggernaut that year. Without Bynum. Bynum was not making a difference in that Celtics.
No, that wasn't 08. That was Utah 09.
I'm talking about the year that the Lakers lost 4-2 to the Celtics.
That's 08.
No, they won 7 games.
That didn't go 7 games. They won 6.
You sure?
Yeah.
In 08?
Because Kobe was upset about it.
No, 08, they won 7 games.
They won 7 games, bro.
I had a producer look at. I'm talking about the year the Lakers lost, not the year the Lakers won.
That's
game. Somebody fact check that, yo. It was 4-2.
I don't think so, bro.
We got blown out in game 7.
If it's four to two,
maybe you're right though. I know in 2010.
You gotta start saying LeBron name.
In 2010, they went 7 games, right? What'd you say?
If I'm right, you gotta start saying LeBron name. You can't call him player no more.
I like that though. The player.
It's kind 4-2. Of 4-2. There you go. So they got blown out in game six.
Oh, man, it's not playing with the ball, man. Like, I don't know.
Well, that was
man.
2010. They went seven.
It's three things I know.
Here we
beautiful
go.
Just take the basketball and auntie. Stop playing on me, man.
Why he drinks his Wakandan right. apple
you,
juice.
You said they beat the Nuggets in 08. They didn't. They beat the Nuggets in 08.
Bro, look at the Lakers the year that they went to the championship and lost to the Celtics. One of the teams they beat was the Nuggets. They beat the Nuggets. They beat the Spurs, and they beat somebody else because they beat the dog pants off the Spurs, even though Tim was giving them 30.
Yeah, big facts.
Am I right, Jim?
Let's get to it now, man.
I'll tell you.
About to tell you now. Make sure you tell us that right after the break. We're going to come back and run this commercial real quick. Shout out to the sponsor of the 494 here on
MTV. Turn this apple juice. Get you right back, man.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle.
Shout out Ozell Brand, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to the first. Oh, they thought it was a heart. I don't even know how to. I don't know how to do all that.
I thought she was doing like Rockefeller song. I thought she was doing.
Wow!
Like,
look at that. I didn't even know that worked.
I didn't know that.
Hey, Jewel was dancing.
They beat the Nuggets first round 4-0. A sweet,
solid.
Then they beat me in the next year.
So talk to me about this. Let's get right to it, man.
It's on the iPhone.
It's just a. I don't know. It's just like a. There it is. Look. I don't know.
Isn't it on an iPhone?
I guess. It might be on stream. Holler at your boy. I love it.
Yeah.
Check this out. This is what I want to know because this is a serious question. We have had this debate plenty of times in the chat. We've had conversations about where this man ranks all time, the legacy of their Wardell Steph Curry. Now, my question to the team. C, I'm gonna start with you.
Why?
Got to. They started the last two, so I think I started. No, matter of fact, we'll do Drew because you started the first one. We'll start the second one. Drew, you're gonna start this one. Tell me not even where the legacy. Like we understand what he's done, right? Four. You got two MVPs, one final MVP, four rings. Dude, solid, greatest shooter ever. He's been dubbed the greatest point guard ever. Now. I don't know if I agree with that last point, but that's not me. This for you to talk. Tell me where he is all time and Steph's legacy, bro.
It's tough, bro. He's still playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Now.
Okay, give me this one. Is he top 3 point guard?
Yes.
Okay, top two?
Yes.
All right. We're going there. It's
either him or Magic, bro.
Right. Is he top 10 all time?
Yeah. I think he solidified his 10 when he won in 2022.
Yeah. That's one last year.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we here. Only top 10 all time. Him or Magic for number one as greatest point guard. So
yeah.
Where is he is he number 10 for you?
That's tough, boy.
You're right.
He might be in like the 6-7 range right now.
Wow.
Hot take.
He might be in the 6. And I only say that, bro, because I'm just I was talking to my nephew earlier today about this. I was stacking them both up like Tim Duncan and Curry. Who you taking? I know who got a more impressive resume because of the defense, but who really had more of the impact?
Tim not in your top five?
I think I had Timmy at 6, bro. But you know I like Shaq over Tim Duncan anyway.
Yeah.
So that's why he ain't in my five.
Timmy top 10 for sure, though.
Yeah, easy. Mm-hmm. Easy. But
where do you go? Like you throw names out like LeBron, MJ. Kobe, Kareem, Larry, Magic, like
hey, Larry.
It's kid Mulkey and he's
drunken him. And then I don't know, bro.
That's crazy. I mean,
nobody ever get down to that part of the list. Everybody always talk about the top four, top three. Nobody like these other shows. They don't go down to that part of the list.
He is struggling over there.
I'm talking about not us. I'm talking about other people. We definitely get into the
group. What I'm saying is we might need to revisit that list, especially after our KD conversation. Well, we might need to revisit that KD conversation hurt, man.
Yeah.
Well, the crazy thing hurt even more
watching him play them last.
Bro, you
really that shook from the Warriors?
Bro. The crazy thing to me is that he went, we had that whole conversation, named top 20 all time, whatever, before we got to KD. And then he went out and was like, why am I not in the GOAT conversation? What? You're wilding, bro. The GOAT conversation. All right, that's enough of KD. We're here to talk about Steph. All right, so you guys, because I can go all day on KD and Doc Rivers.
That's what KD planned the show, and I hate it, bro.
You brought it. This is your fault. All right, so dude, we got top two all time, six. You saying six or seven ranked possibly all time?
Don't do that to me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you a little more time because I feel like we're just a little bit more ready to. You like you struggling over there, see? So I ain't gonna talk to you. We'll just talk to me. The legacy and all time ranking of Wardell Steph Curry.
Seven.
Nothing. Give me the six in front of them.
Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Kareem, Tim, Magic still, and then Curry.
So you got him.
I'm a Steph fan, and I firmly believe he's where he should be because he's the greatest shooter of all time. It's the biggest fundamental in basketball, and there's nobody in the history of basketball that we can say has done it better than him. Like shooting is out of control. But
I don't agree with you.
The thing about Magic is, bro, Magic is just a winner. Like 35 years later, and we're still having these conversations about where he goes. Like Magic did it all. He was an incredible player. You can say, oh, Magic played with all these Hall of Famers, and I always hear that argument. But the thing about Hall of Famers is we've seen from old Lakers teams, we've seen from the Clippers, we've seen from other teams, mashing all-stars together doesn't always work. Because Magic Johnson was the catalyst for that team, so I can never take that away from him. Steph is right there. Steph is now, if Steph gets another ring, I gotta put him ahead of Magic. I don't see it happening, but I gotta put him ahead of Magic because the tie ends up being broken because, yeah, Magic is an incredible player, but you're the greatest shooter of all time, and you've been the catalyst for your team because that team falls apart without Steph. I don't care what stars you put on there. He made. If it wasn't for him, the KD experiment wouldn't have worked.
Facts.
I do have him behind them. I have to have Tim Duncan at fifth because when you look at Tim Duncan's career, the longevity and what he did it offensively and he did it defensively. Shaq's in the top 10, but Shaq's in the back part of the top 10.
So Larry, Shaq, Hakeem.
No.
Dr.
J.
Dr. J.
I count Dr. J's NBA and ABA career.
So that's what I'm saying. These are people you're putting him in front of.
No, these are people that are in the top 10 alone with the seven that I named. But
so the three in front of 10 or what?
After that, it's Larry, Shaq, and Dr. J in no order.
Where Chuck?
I don't know the order for that.
Where's Chuck at?
Where's who?
Where's Chuck?
I got Chuck at 11 right now.
Who is Chuck?
Yeah.
Charles Barkley.
Oh, I thought, boy.
You thought he was talking about Charles Barkley.
Boy, I was like, yo, what show are we doing? We need a rebrand, bro.
You thought we were talking about Charles, bro.
Here's the thing about Charles Barkley that nobody ever talks about, right?
What?
if Michael Jordan is not in the league, Charles Barkley is the best player in the league for all those years.
That's a solid take, bro.
Along with L2, though.
Bro, Carl, don't make me say what I want to say about Carl.
Wait, hold on. I have a question before you. I have a question. This goes to Steph's thing. So does changing players around you, making them better, does that go for your legacy?
It does.
Oh, for sure.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
It does. Do you?
On a consistent basis. A one-off, we had a good year.
Now, when you say that, when you be like making people better, I feel like as an NBA player, you should just go and do your job. Like, it shouldn't be me trying to make you better.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be. No. You should be what you
supposed should do to your job. But when you see certain players do what they do on a day in and day out, you want to get in the court, be like, all right, this. It just gives you more.
Yeah, that's not your game.
He's top 10 for sure. I'm gonna put him at 8. Leave me alone.
Lynn Bias would have went to the Celtics, he would have been great.
Don't do this to me, Miles. No, we're coming back. No, Miles, no, we did not say this. We said, where is no.
LeBron, Mike. Cole.
Stop! I'm not doing this. No. No, you're not doing this to me. Where's Curry? You're not doing this to me. You want to know where my You're not doing this to me. You want to know my top 10? We'll have a show. We will
come back. We're gonna come back, but you got to answer, Miles. Where you got him?
You're not coming back to me.
Oh, we're coming back.
No, you're not.
We'll create a whole reel for this. And the barbershop is gonna be on you. Miles, where you got him at?
I got Brown, Mike, Kobe. Jesus. Rick, Kareem.
See.
Magic. What'd you say? I'm at 5. That's 5. Timmy is 6. It's hard to put him. 7 seems right, and I don't like it because I didn't think I'd have him that high. I'm still gonna go with Larry over Steph. He'll be 8 for me.
You going with Larry over Steph?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go Larry over Steph. I go number 8.
How do you justify it? I ain't saying you're wrong, but how do you justify it?
No, I just think in terms of both sides of the ball. Like, the greatest shooter ever to me is you can't argue with that. But I feel like 6'8" from French Lick, and just doing what he did at that time, revitalizing basketball with Magic in the 80s. Like, I think it's significant for me. You know what I mean? Like, when I go back and look at that, I'm like, okay, if the 80s, no Magic, no Bird, like, what are we looking at? Are we as excited when Mike came in because Mike had to come in and beat them? Like, I feel like those eras you're looking at, like when it comes to Matt, like Wilt and Bill,
man.
Jordan dominating the 90s, Kobe and Shaq, like Spurs, like, so I feel like it's just hard for me not to put Bird in there, man. But I think I've been, and y'all know me, I've been trying to get away from him in the top 10, but it is what it is. So I think he's 8 for me. Now, see, stop playing.
No.
Chilling, bro. Nah, don't worry. We'll get on the next show. Don't even worry about it. You know what I mean?
I know.
So he revolutionized the game, bro, but he also encouraged people to take bad shots.
Some people was doing that on their own. There was a question about Tim Duncan and why he's there, right? 5-time NBA champion, 3-time finals MVP, 2-time MVP, 15-time All-Star, co-MVP of the All-Star game, 10-time first team, 3-time second team, 2-time third team, awesome. 8-time all defensive, 7-time defensive second team.
You won at every level.
Year. Like, come on.
It's a defensive side for me.
There's not many people who have that
resume.
It's crazy.
You know what, man? He got to go behind Tim Duncan too, bro.
Hold on. Let me give it a buck. I'm putting Charles ahead of Shaq, man. Ooh. Folks ain't gonna like it. I'm putting Barkley at the Shaq.
Wow. Hey, look, don't let's not go into it because I need to get to the next segment. Because I feel like Drew, you could respond to that and this can go on.
Wait,
I'm
what?
I'm not doing it.
You always do this. You already know how I feel about being prepared, and then no, you're not doing this.
This is 494. When you step on the court, you prepared at all times.
I am always, but we're not doing this. I am big dog C, baby. You already know.
Let's get to the next one.
We got a really question about who's big dog for real? Because you already know.
I gave you my answer.
You
look like Pat Bev right now.
We got a fill in the blank and a true or false. I'm mixing all of it together. So fill in the blank, true or false. We're gonna have some fun with this. Y'all ready? I'm gonna go to C first because she on her playing games. Best point guard in the league is fill in the blank.
We can help you though.
It shouldn't take that long.
It shouldn't take that long.
You need to come back to you? You got a couple in your head.
I do. That's the thing. Why you come to me first? Why you want to do this to me? You just want to...
You ain't finished the last segment questions.
That wasn't the last segment. Do I got a screenshot what it was? Because that wasn't the last segment. That was not the segment.
If you have him at 8, you should know you're 7 in front of him.
I do. But why do you, that's not what the question was. So I'm just being difficult. No.
We all did it.
I don't care.
You out here acting like them around the way girls. L. Cool J was talking about with the hoop earrings in your ear. And you better than that. Come on now.
These two pair.
All right, we'll come back to you. See, Drew, give me best point guard in the league.
Who the Doncic? Ain't that hard?
All right, Will.
You're right.
Luka. See? You going with Luka too?
I guess.
All right, Drew. NBA champions will be fill in the blank.
Who, me?
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Lakers, man. Let's go. Let's go. The Lakers.
I love it. Hey, we'll talk to you, man. NBA champions will be blank.
The LA Clippers.
LA Clippers. That's not a bad take. See, talk to me. Who you got?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets going back to back. All right, give me one. Will, best score in the league is?
Who's Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid. See. Best score in the league?
Steph Curry.
Drew, best score in the league is?
Luka Doncic.
Solid. Give me this next one. Drew, I'm going to come to you first because it's your man's. Trae Young will do this summer.
Is he a free agent?
No.
He asked for a trade to go out west.
C agrees. Wilders?
He going to make an ugly Adidas shoe.
He messed with you, man. All right. We've been talking about it. Most of the day, we mentioned it probably every single topic. To get a haircut. This is talking about every single segment we have. Is the Golden State era over?
See. Yes.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yes.
Drew, talk to me. What's up, Mom?
I think the era is over. Do I think that they can win another championship?
Yeah.
I think they can if they bring in the right pieces, but it's gonna have to be like, you know what? So man, I was sitting back looking like I feel like KD gonna try to weasel his way back to Golden State at some point.
Not weasel.
But that's what I think he's going to do.
That got to be a weasel.
That's what I think he's going
to
do.
Will, just talk to me, man. Is it over?
The sunset and the Mufasa watching.
That's a what? All right, give me this one. We mentioned it earlier. The Timberwolves will finish at what seed?
Three.
Four.
That's four.
I'm going to say.
You like that?
I got three.
All right. Last one. SGA, will he win MVP this year?
No.
If not, you got what Joel's going to be.
In it's Luka. It'll be Luka.
Ooh. It'll be the first one, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got Jokic winning it again.
All right, see?
Jokic.
I think the Mavs might miss the playoffs, but that's just me, though. Hey, let's talk to him. 494 here on MTMV Sports. Hey, right. And look, make sure y'all tell me this every week, 8:30, Monday nights. Y'all know what it is. 494 podcast on everything. You want to talk basketball, this is the place you want to be at. So shout out to the team, man. Sports Talk with C. Jew _ Chasing Dreams. We'll just miss it, Teddy Farrell, everything. I am Miles Austin. Make sure y'all follow us, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We on there. We shooting the shorts. We having these conversations, too. Tap with us, tap to us on Facebook. Even if you in that crowd, we're going to talk basketball. Old heads, y'all got to come. Y'all got to come. We got this conversation. Let's take this dance. You know what I mean? Let's have this dance. God bless you. 494 here on MTMV Sports, man. Y'all be safe.
Hey, guys. Hey guys, it's your girl C, and you just watched a show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you see and you want more exciting content, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel.